You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Do you have any tools, or is it just his bare hands?
Right now, we believe it's his bare hands, both hands.
Does that indicate in your belief that it was probably damaged before, or do you believe that he...
He damaged it.
Further, but do you believe it had already been damaged before?
He damaged the pool.
So that was Jeanine Pirro, and that was previously talking about the reflecting pool and the, you know, clear evidence that they had. There was actually, it's kind of fun if you watch the video of that particular moment, there's... You know how when you ask somebody a question and they're really trying to present one story, but there's a part of them that knows it's absolute hogwash? They, you know, micro expressions kind of flicker through. There's definitely a moment where you can see that there's like a smirky kind of, I can't even believe I'm saying this out loud. At least that's how I interpreted it, okay? And you know this story, right? The reflecting pool that was just recently revamped in a rush to get ready for July 4th to be, you know, American flag blue. It was beautiful when it worked. It was beautiful. And then all of a sudden it starts peeling and you get algae growing and you get all these problems. A $15 million, you know, sole source, one bid contract basically for a friend of Trump's. Like, this is all bad news. It was done rushed. But the story from the president was not that. The story from the president was these crazy liberal people who vandalized the reflecting pool. And I'm like, what? What, you think people climbed in the reflecting pool and cut it just to dig you? Like, what? And then they arrested a guy who was a former Olympic canoer or whatever, and then they arrested three other people because, you know, he was nearby and he was looking at the water sketchy or something like that. Like, the most circumstantial of possible arrests. But then, you know, Trump kept saying it, and so the Justice Department kept working on it. Well, then real quiet, like, you know, late Friday, they basically, you know, they said, no prosecution, all gone. It's all, you know, they let the three non-felons off. They said that the felon, and so it's all over. Because the Interior Department, which manages not just, you know, national parks, but also manages the monuments and the reflecting pool, their internal documents that were shared with the Justice Department, finally, they slow-walked it. They very much dragged their feet and did not want to produce these, but their analysis was, no, this was clearly a botched installation. This was not any kind of vandalism. It didn't even make it worse. There was no vandalism. It's just completely a made-up story. So Jeanine Pirro, who is a former judge, right? She knows the law. She can't get enough justification for a case, so she goes to the court and says, let us out of this. We don't have anything. You know, she writes a 20-page dismiss the charges kind of thing. But that does not stop President Trump from attacking her for doing her job when he was trying to weaponize the law against this completely innocent guy, because the idea of admitting that his ego and his ambition and giving a sole source contract to his buddy for $15 million didn't work out the best.
Instead of going after the people that did it, the judge went after her and went after her department. And I guess she choked. And I was disappointed with Jeanine Pirro, really disappointed with Jeanine Pirro. She folded like an umbrella.
Now, I mean, this is kind of scary stuff, right? Because the guy who runs the government and the way he runs it with a heavy fist, if you don't do my way, you're out. Eager to fire people, going back to his catchphrase from, you know, The Apprentice. It's scary to imagine a guy like that who, you know, is going to get rid of somebody who does the right thing, who refuses to abuse the government power. And this is all coming at the same time as we have all the Todd Blanche stuff, the Attorney General, and the weaponization, anti-weaponization fund, the 1776, like almost $2 billion being, you know, created out of nothing in order to compensate the so-called victims of governmental abuse in January 6th. And then that's going to go away again like it had gone away, and now the promise to never bring it back up again as a way of getting the attorney general appointed. I mean, it's great. So Trump, on the one hand, wants almost $2 billion to benefit friends who he says were abused by the government. Some were. Okay, that's true. But they can already get compensation for that. And then he's willing to kind of strong arm his own government to try to coerce a prosecution to cover up a botched installation project by a friend. Like, this is bad. Really, really. And then maybe fire the person who will do the right thing because she knows that going in front of a federal judge, there's no chance. Now, I think there was actually a really interesting comment about this on Sunday. It was Senator John Kennedy was on Meet the Press, and he had a really great comment about this. I'll get to it in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, Roberts Road at Pensacola Boulevard. No roadblock associated with that. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. So Senator John Kennedy, a guy who's always got 13 good Southern good old boy expressions for any one topic. That's his way of speaking, is being asked by Kristen Welker about this on Meet the Press on Sunday.
You're not.
I'm sorry. Here, hold on just a second. Here we go.
The Justice Department just this week dropped its charges against the Olympic canoeist that it accused of vandalizing the reflecting pool on the National Mall. The DOJ admitted that the damage was caused by, quote, botched installation and not vandalism. This was a case that the DOJ had said was open and shut. They said they could prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Does this reversal undercut the public's faith in the Justice Department, Senator?
Well, the whole thing is a multiple vehicle pileup. Let me start with the president. The president says it was caused by vandals. I don't know whether he really believes that, or it's part of his political messaging, or he's just thinking out loud. You and I both know the president well. He exists loudly, and he grows anxious when he has an unexpressed thought. I'm not saying he doesn't really believe it. I just don't know.
Honestly, that's the most insightful comment about President Trump that I think I have ever heard by anybody. Now, you can take it as a burn, because it is, but it's just true. Listen to it again. Listen to there's like three parts to this that are all accurate, especially the last part.
Justice Department.
Oh, sorry, not that part. Here we go.
You and I both know the president well. He exists loudly, and he grows anxious when he has an unexpressed thought.
He grows anxious when he has an unexpressed thought. Not having a filter is largely what got him elected. It's also what gets the most criticism, certainly from me. But he grows anxious when he has an unexpressed thought. That is such a great statement about President Trump. There's no filter. There's not a filter about what's legal. There's not a filter about what's moral. There's not a filter about what people will or won't like. There's just, I want to say this. And I think there is a capacity. I do. I believe there's a capacity for President Trump to believe something because he wants it to be true. You know, some people are very, very tethered to facts and reality and logic. I find myself that's why. I just can't lie. I'm not saying that as like you can trust me, because I'm just saying I'm bad at it. I don't know how. I find myself like if I'm even a little bit off, it irritates me. Because that's what I was raised and trained to do. President Trump is not like that. It doesn't bother him to swing and get far away. Like, it's no. 30,000 people died. Could be 50,000 people. You know, the Panama Canal, anything he talks about. There's no care. You know, Mach 8 hypersonic missiles from Iran. There's no concern about the fact. Now, sometimes he tells the truth while not saying facts. Sometimes he tells the truth and facts. Sometimes he tells a falsehood and not the fact. I mean, you know, there's a whole mix with President. But what I have learned, sometimes in dealing with my kids, is they can believe a thing that's false. Some people have more ability to even change their own perception of reality to match what they want to be true. Wishful thinking is a real thing for some people. Even like wishful, you know, changing of the past. Like editing the past. Like they'll remember a thing wrong because their idea of who they are and what they've done changes to adapt to what they wish it were true of. You know, which and I think that is the president. So it's very hard to say he's lying when he's saying something that's wrong or false, because he may really believe it, and a lie requires you to know that it's false. So I like that comment by John Kennedy is really right. I don't know whether he's just engaging in messaging, whether he's negotiating, whether he really believes this, whether he's lying, whether And then, of course, once he's got a thought, he can't not express it. Great, great insightful comment, I think, about him.
Now, the stakes are a lot higher for U.S. Attorney Pirro. You can't lie to a federal judge. If she can't prove her case, she was right to pull back.
Right.
Because if you fool around with a federal judge, you will find out.
That's exactly right. Somebody texts in, John Kennedy would be a very, very entertaining vice presidential. It would be. Yeah, for sure. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, which, of course, if you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, right? You got to deal with HR and payroll and dental, vision, life, disability, health insurance, all that stuff. And you want to do right by your employees. But there's nobody who gets up in the morning and thinks, man, today I am looking forward to dealing with employee benefits. Well, I take that back. There's one person I know, Reed Torgerson. He's that nerd. He likes that stuff, and he's really capable at it, and he's good at it, and that's why he went into the business that he went into. And, you know, you went into the business that you went into that's not that, but you need their help. And they go out and scour the marketplace every year, and they cannot make the marketplace do what it won't do, but they can find you the best out there. And he'll present it to your folks, and they'll save him some money and give them the best choices that they have available. That's what happened to us when we started working with them 5 years ago. They have been great ever since, and they answer very difficult questions because my wife likes to ask them, and they answer them. And usually, you know, we're literally having this conversation about another, like our auto insurance at the moment, and she's like, some people are just salesmen. They're not detail-oriented, and it's just true, okay? Most of the people that deal with this, and Reed is just detail-oriented and very, very, very analytical in the way he thinks. And so if you want to find out if there's a better way to do it, get a free, no-obligation review of what you're doing, 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting, celebrating their 25th year in business. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street, turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
When I hit my 50s, I felt like things were slowing down.
This is Sandra's Metamucil story.
I started taking Metamucil for digestion, but had no idea it would impact so much more. Not only did Metamucil help me feel more regular, but my heart health saw the benefits too.
Metamucil, one simple routine, four health benefits. Digestive health starts here. Go to Metamucil.com for more details.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
I'm Erin Neiswanger, Republican candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission District 2. I will make sure you, the people, are heard and the county commissioners work for we, the people, not the developers, special interests, or the political class. I'll work tirelessly to fix our infrastructure, stop irresponsible growth, and grow our economy. I'm Erin Neiswanger, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th. Santa Rosa County will be stronger with Neiswanger.
Paid for and approved by Erin Neiswanger, Republican, Santa Rosa County, District 2.
The countdown is on.
Chest high stab. Here is the give. Cole Feely bounces to the outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Hi, this is Jeff Colhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. The new college football season begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me.
Good morning, 8:24 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I don't know if you caught it last night, but you had, I think it was on ABC News, because I was watching last night to see if they were going to cover the airplane thing with David Muir. But Jordan Salinas, the 35-year-old, we've now had previously been rumored to be the person who was the good guy with the gun at the In-N-Out. But he actually was, and they interviewed him, 35 years old.
I peeked around the right-hand side of that sign closest to the road, and that's where I saw the individual with his rifle pointed at the vehicles.
God, watching him walk up to that blue car and shoot at it, it's just unbelievable. That's the bad guy. That's the dead murderer, okay? Jordan Salinas is the good guy who engaged him and basically, I'm sure, saved lives.
He seemed unusually comfortable aiming that rifle at those cars. And then as soon as some rounds started coming at him, everything changed. Immediately, all that bravado he had immediately crumbled.
A good guy with a gun and training and practice. And, yeah, that's right. He's not expecting to get shot back at. And when he is, and I was just reading a thing online. Somebody was saying, you know, the thing that people always say is that, you know, how fast do the cops get there? And he says, no, I don't think that's true. As a cop, he said, I believe that it's how quickly does somebody engage him? How quickly does somebody shoot back? That's the biggest determinant. And in this case, absolutely good for him and, you know, lucky for a lot of people, I'm sure. Let's see. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Still dealing with that vehicle crash, Roberts Road at Pensacola Boulevard and Cantonment. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, PJ. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump says this new round of talks with Iran represents their last chance to make a deal. Yesterday, he said he wants to give them every last chance before decapitation.
It is their 23rd last chance.
And counting. A man suspected of starting the massive wildfires in Spokane, Washington, will be in court today. Aaron Farinacci was arrested yesterday after a witness said they saw him acting suspiciously near where one of those fires started over the weekend. About 60,000 people have been evacuated due to that so far. And
I heard that guy's really big on sequences.
Is that what you heard?
Nobody with the math jokes. Say his name again.
Aaron Farinacci.
Fibonacci. you know my theory about
this is
jokes.
Why I wish I had the boo button.
Boo.
And
boo.
Andrew fans.
Boo.
That's my favorite one.
The second wind boo.
Fans at the Zac Brown Band's Boston concert over the weekend are going on free vacations. 37,000 people that went to his Fenway Park concert over the weekend were given a free cruise. Brown said that he did the giveaway to thank his fans for selling out 15 consecutive shows at the ballpark.
Oh, that's fantastic. I heard that, sir. I thought that's kind of amazing, you know. Doesn't make me more or less likely to go to a concert. But, you know, if you think there's maybe a lottery chance in the background for you. By the way, I made the joke earlier. You were talking about the amount of the Powerball, which is like 700-plus million. And I said it's almost the school board budget. It's actually more than the school board budget, and it's not quite the Escambia County budget. But you could win an Escambia County budget somewhere between $600 million, $700 million, $800 million. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:28 on News Radio 92.3. What was he? Oh, you know, I really appreciate Brooke Richardson, who does great work at Channel 3. She had a post just this morning. Have you seen the smoke ring, the giant O-ring in the air that was floating over Pensacola yesterday? Looks like somebody's hair tie, like a giant black loop in the air. She says, check this out. A smoke circle formed over Pensacola yesterday, causing a lot of inquiries. By the way, kudos for her not calling it anything exact. Oh, wait. This is a smoke vortex ring. Dang it, Brooke! It's not a smoke vortex ring of despair or choking or anything like that. Anyway, she says it's caused by a blast through a circular structure. For us, this was most likely caused by a transformer or a smokestack. Similar formations happen over volcanoes as well. That happens when the hot gases and water vapor are expelled through the circular vent of the volcano. Definitely a mesmerizing sight. So it's like when your friend who's got way too much time on their hands over the course of their life and is a smoker and they don't know how to blow smoke rings. So somewhere down on the ground, something had an explosive expulsion of gas and there was some kind of soot or debris and that's what made it. Which makes sense. I mean, you know, super weird. Did you see it yesterday? See pictures of it at all?
No, actually, I was just thinking that sounded like 10 a.m. right over I-10, smoke ring.
Yeah, you see it now?
That could have been from an airplane.
No. No. That's how rumors start, PJ. Don't do that. All right. 8:30 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Interesting new study has come out looking at the relationship between protein and lifespan, not in humans, but in like mice and yeast, and I forget what the other one was. And their basic takeaway is shorter life with more protein. More protein is actually not great for you for lifespan issues. If you want to live longer, actually a little bit less protein is good. So all of those ads and fads and advice telling you eat more protein, let's just put an asterisk on that for now.
I'm Therese Crowley. Last chance to make a deal before decapitation. President Trump also said he wanted the Strait of Hormuz open today.
Different messages coming out of Washington and Tehran this morning. The president says the U.S. is in talks with Iran. Iran is saying no such thing is happening. In fact, it's in talks with Oman to not only take over full control of the Strait of Hormuz, to figure out how to reopen it. The president says Iran is facing its last chance.
This is not something that, if it doesn't happen, this is a last chance.
Fox's Aisha Hosni with the president at the White House. Oil prices back to $77 a barrel today. Primary day in five states. Missouri gets to vote on ending the state income tax and cutting property and local taxes. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. 78 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies, and we'll get a full look at our forecast up in just a couple of minutes. Well, this Justin from the University of West Florida, they've landed a $1.74 million grant from the National Science Foundation to train students in cybersecurity and artificial intelligence. UWF is one of just 14 universities nationwide chosen for the new Cyber AI Scholarship for Service program. The funding will cover scholarships, stipends, and career development for 16 students to prepare them for careers protecting federal systems and critical infrastructure. Provost Jeremy Cool calls the award a major recognition of UWF's growing leadership in the cybersecurity field. Deputies say a small plane made an emergency landing yesterday on I-10. That's after they suffered an engine failure and happened near mile marker 14, right about 10 o'clock in the morning. A pilot and a student were forced out of the air after smelling burning oil in the cockpit.
No, we are not making the airport. We're going down on I-10. Just want to let you know, we are lined up with I-10 trying to avoid the cars.
Number 62, you're safe. Number 62, I'm glad to hear that. We're sending everybody your way.
Air traffic control audio of that incident. Truck driver Eric Jordan caught the landing on dash cam, saying it was a miracle they touched down safely. An investigation is underway by the FAA. Well, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce is reaffirming its support for keeping Escambia County's school superintendent an appointed position rather than an elected one. The chamber first backed that stance in 2018. The question returns to voters August 18th on the ballot. The chamber represents more than 1,000 local businesses. A house fire displaced three people Monday in Escambia County. Happened around 10 a.m. at the 1200 block of North 48th Avenue. Crews arrived to find flames and smoke coming from a home. Everybody inside, including two cats, were able to get out safely. Well, a large group of law enforcement leaders are speaking out against a property tax referendum on this year's ballot. The Florida Sheriff's Association says Amendment 3, which would raise the homestead exemption, could shift budget control to Tallahassee and slow down local emergency response times. FSA President Billy Woods, who is the sheriff of Marion County, says lowering property taxes may sound appealing, but there's no clear plan to make up for the lost revenue. And Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna says she's been the target of a political hit job. The Tampa Bay Republican releasing a letter from the Justice Department confirming she is not under investigation for insider trading. And that's after a Wall Street Journal report that claimed otherwise. Luna said the report was a disgusting attempt to smear her with a false narrative. It is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with PJ. He's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by Discover. With the Discover Cashback Card, earn 5% cash back at different categories. Each quarter, earn up to $1,500 in purchases. It pays to Discover. See discover.com/5 for details. No problems or delays to report. I-10 and 110 both flowing smooth right now. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze, that's looking good as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at another beautiful day today with temperatures warming up into the low 90s for your highs. Just a small chance of an afternoon pop-up, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 70s. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, 20% chance of a pop-up shower, otherwise mostly sunny, high near 90 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
77 degrees right now, mostly sunny skies. And your money now. This hour, markets at the opening bell are up. The Dow's up 1.25% at 53,841.33. S&P 500 up over 0.5% today at 76,44.94. The NASDAQ up 1.25% just about at 26,225.227. The 10-year bond rate down this morning, 4.635%. Looking at commodities, gold is up 47.30 at 41,37.80. Silver is up 2.12 at 59.96. Bitcoin is up 82.90 at 63,970.03. And looking at those oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate down 3.97, trading 76.37 a barrel. Brent crude down 3.46, and that's currently trading at $80.32 per barrel. That brings us to our gas prices. Today's national average for a gallon of regular from AAA is at $4.09 per gallon. Locally, we're seeing average prices right about $3.78 a gallon in Escambia County, $3.82 in Santa Rosa, $3.78 in Okaloosa County. Well, SpaceX is preparing to release its first quarterly earnings report as a publicly traded company today. Among the line items investors are going to be looking at include total revenue, revenue from its Starlink satellite internet service, and AI revenue guidance. The earnings report also triggers an expiration lockup period ending on Thursday, which opens more than 910 million shares for sale that have been purchased by early investors. President Trump says ExxonMobil and Chevron are making too much money. Yesterday, the president said that the country's two largest oil companies are taking in too much money based on a shortage, and he says they ought to give some of that windfall back to the public. Well, the monthly jobs report will be in the spotlight when it's released by the Labor Department this week. Most analysts are expecting to see that the economy added an estimated 85,000 new non-farm payroll jobs in July. That would be a big increase from the 57,000 jobs added the month prior. And it's 8:38. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Experience, training, and commitment matter. I'm Linda Sanborn, and I'm running for Santa Rosa County School Board District 1. I dedicated 35 years to teaching in public schools and earned a master's degree in education. I know what it takes for students to succeed. With grandchildren in local schools, I'm committed to providing the best education for all students. I would appreciate your vote for Linda Sanborn.
Paid for and approved by Linda Sanborn, Santa Rosa School Board District 1.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth and innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, this is DC Reeves. Together, we are moving Pensacola in the right direction. My priorities are building a healthy economy with good careers and keeping our community safe. I will always support our small businesses and back the blue. Let's keep working as a team to move Pensacola forward. I'm DC Reeves, and I'd be honored to have your vote on August 18th.
DC Reeves is endorsed by Sheriff Chip Simmons and the Fraternal Order of Police. Paid for by DC Reeves for Mayor.
The countdown is on.
Chest high stab. Here is the give. Cole Feely bounces to the outside. 25-20, 15-10, 5-4-3-2-1. Touchdown, Florida State. Touchdown, FSU.
Hi, this is Jeff Colhane, voice of the Florida State Seminoles. The new college football season begins for the Noles in just a few weeks. Join us all season long on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
Tonight, a small plane making an emergency landing. This is Interstate 10 right here in Pensacola, Florida. The plane flying low, narrowly avoiding that metal post, landing in the westbound lanes. Tonight, the FAA says the pilot and a flight student reported fumes in the cockpit.
So that's how David Muir actually covered yesterday's plane incident. But given his over-the-top coverage of almost everything else, including the terror on the beach that was the low fly pass of number three back before the Pensacola Beach Air Show, I thought it would be fun if I do an okay David Muir impression. PJ, okay? Adequate? Like
more than okay.
Okay. I do an okay David Muir impression. So suggest to me the elements of a David Muir hypothetical hyperventilating, you know, over-the-top description of the events. This may not work. It may not be funny at all. I did one earlier on my own improv, and people said it was funny. I can do that, but I was going to give you the chance to do it. So 4-3-7. Should I do it again? Should I do another version of it, and then they can give me suggestions? Or
yeah, absolutely.
All right. So, you know, I originally imagined that I didn't hear that one. Somebody sent it to me. I thought he didn't do it at all, and so I had to imagine how he would do it. And my version of the David Muir recount or recap of yesterday would have been something like this. Today in Pensacola, many lives were nearly lost as flames engulfed the entirety of I-10, the interstate, going from Alabama over to Santa Rosa County. A plane, mind you, a plane, managed to crash down hard. Yes, no one was actually killed and there were no actual flames, but in my mind, it was much like that, and there was great terror. In fact, we are still investigating reports of whether there may not have been cargo aboard the plane, nuclear, biological, chemical cargo that could have put the entire region and a full 500,000 lives at risk. This is David Muir reporting for ABC World News tonight. That's kind of the, the gist. So you tell me, and you know, maybe this is a terrible game. We'll just go to break and we'll quit the topic, but I don't know. You do your best. You don't have to send me a script. I can ad lib it. If you give me bullet points, I'll throw it in there. I'll do my best, David Muir. But what would the over-the-top in the style of the number three Blue Angel flyby sound like if David Muir? You can produce this. This is like the Comedians Roundtable. You can throw me your elements. So, PJ, do you have any that come to mind particularly?
Well, how about that Antique Mall 98 Treasures catching fire on their third anniversary?
Oh, there you go. All right. That's the result of the plane?
No, you wanted to be a result of the plane.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were like, hey, throw me a headline and I'll do it in David Muir's style.
Oh. So any old thing. The recycling facility in downtown Pensacola caught fire, nearly threatening to engulf the entire city in flames, reminded me of what I've heard about the Chicago fire. Is that, that's what you have in mind?
Something like that.
I don't know. I'll wing it. I'll play it however you want to play it. 437-1620. Somebody says, David Muir is that college kid who tried too hard during creative writing part of Comp 1 class. Oh, man. I'll tell you, as a philosophy instructor, having read a lot of freshman and sophomore college writing, oh, it's so bad. Oh, no, but that does give me a chance to mention something else before we get to your text. The other day I had made a post on Facebook. It finally clicked with me because I've told you this before. Maybe you're not familiar with this, but if you're writing on Gmail, Gmail used to, would you like AI? And now it's a click here if you want AI. And then it became, it actually supplies an AI-generated response email to the email I just read. And then, do you want to send this? No, get lost, creep. Like, it's super weird. And I, the only person I ever Gmail, do email with on Gmail is like, is a good friend of mine, old producer of mine from like, you know, 20 years ago. And he likes the transgressive. So we talk back and forth about that. And it always, it's like some creepy dude looking over your shoulder suggesting a reply that's not me. And it finally dawned on me what the AI is. AI is pod people. AI is Donald Sutherland in the Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's how they sort of look like real people from a distance, but when you get up close, they can't really engage in conversation. Not quite. It's like fake. Like a body snatcher clone of me would have written this. It's not slop because it's bad. It's slop because it's shallow. It's not even like what a freshman, you know, it's imitation drawing or writing or singing. You know, humans write bad quality things. Ask a college professor who's graded a five-paragraph essay. For as long as people can remember, they have been talking about the issue of euthanasia, capital punishment, gun control. I mean, you know, it's like all these grandiose, very terrible. But badness as in a freshman composition is one thing. It's entirely different from the kind of badness of AI. The student essay is bad, but it's kind of authentically, humanly bad. AI is just inauthentically bad, like a pod person wrote. Anyway, so that's not on topic, but that made me think of it, so I appreciate that. PJ has traffic on the five. The question of the day is, give me your suggestion for, I guess, either a way David Muir would talk about the plane crash, the good landing, the safe landing on I-10, or some other event. I guess I'm doing ad lib all David Muir today. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good at this hour. Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks. Somebody says that would have been so much better had you gone to hair and makeup first. There's no amount of hair and makeup that can make me look like David Muir. Somebody says David Cow Manure. I nailed it. Let's see. Okay, here we go. A plane in Pensacola today was nearly shot down by the Trump administration flying unregistered drones using exactly the kind of technology that we've been warning you about for years. I'm embellishing a little bit. We are learning now that the plane that had that challenging landing on the I-10 interstate was not, in fact, an engine failure or an emergency. It was a young female riding for Red Bull and trying out to get her job. let's see. This is good. I like this one. Will says, ladies and gentlemen, in Pensacola, Florida, Blue Angel number 3 is not finished terrorizing the small city. He took over a local student's pilot training flight and put lives at risk when he did a trick pass under the gantry on I-10. That was pretty good. I like that. Somebody just says, I find his excessively perfect hair to be over the top. It is not known. These are all suggestions people are sending in. I love this. This is just me reading them or embellishing a little bit. It is not now known whether the F-18 threatening the good spectators at Pensacola Beach was actually carrying nuclear weapons, but we do know it was indeed carrying a load of highly flammable jet fuel, much like that very dangerous Piper airplane that landed in I don't know.
Cessna, whatever it was.
Whatever. Oh, I'm so confused now on what this plane. Well, you're right, Cessna. You're exactly right. People are telling me it's this Warrior. It's a Cherokee. It's not a Cub. I literally at this point don't even care. All right, I'm done. I played a little bit too much there with that one. 437-1620, 437-1620. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, if you want to get, maybe a beach home or a second home, or you're, having family, you're growing family, starting a family, getting married, your first house, or downsizing because, you're empty nesting, or you want a condo instead of a home, or whatever, you want to live in the country, the city, people do real estate, or change a station, military, okay? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they do all of that. Somebody passes away and you've got to deal with selling that. And there's, five kids. You don't all agree. Okay. A divorce. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons people do real estate transactions. They handle all of it. And what happens is like some of those kind of more awkward situations, like she gets asked to do it and they do it and then they go learn how to do it better so that they can really bring your expertise or bring you the expertise that they've acquired. That's why they sold 206 homes last year, which is amazing, for a week on average. And actually over the last 12 months, not the calendar year, but over the last 12 months, it's actually 266, which is crazy. That's five a week. So talk to her and ask her why. Don't take my opinion for it. Just include her on your list. That's all I'm trying to, don't hire her because I say yes, but call her because I say yes. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
My name is Trey McMullen, and I'm running to be your state representative, not Tallahassee's. District 2 isn't just another district. It's an engine. Families, veterans, first responders, teachers, and small businesses are the fuel that keeps it running. But every engine needs a spark plug. That's the role I intend to play. Not powered by PAC money, not directed by special interest. Powered by the people of District 2. My mission isn't just to pass laws. It's to connect veterans with resources, connect employers with workers, connect families with opportunity, and to ensure your voice, not a lobbyist, is heard in Tallahassee. On day one, I'll hit the ground running to deliver real, measurable results. Because District 2 deserves a representative that works for the people, not the PACs. Vote McMullen this Republican primary.
Paid for and approved by Trey McMullen Campaign for Florida House, District 2, Republican.
If you've lived in Pensacola long enough, chances are a piece of jewelry in your life has passed through Beret. An engagement ring, a family heirloom, a necklace that needed a little extra care. For 40 years, Beret Jewelers has been the place locals bring the pieces that matter most. From custom designs to expert repairs to rings that start new stories and more, Beret does it all.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kohler, your District 2 Commissioner seeking re-election. As a retired Navy captain with 33 years of naval service, I'll continue fighting to preserve our communities, manage taxpayer dollars responsibly, and oppose wasteful spending. As your commissioner, you can continue to count on me to be a strong advocate for public safety. I respectfully request your vote. Please vote Mike Kohler on August 18th.
Paid for an approved political ad by Mike Kohler for County Commissioner, Republican District 2.
Getting you up to date as you head to work. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, the six demon bag.
Terrific, a six demon bag. Sensational. What's in it, egg?
Wind, fire, all that kind of thing.
Wind, fire, all of that kind of thing. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. So, PJ, you actually gave me an idea earlier that had not occurred to me, and I appreciate that. I always love when people suggest things. It makes me think about it, see something new. We were talking about the situation in Iran, and you know, about the, how this is like, you know, the 26th final warning or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you had said the only time it would really be a real final warning threat is when you got 2,000 troops massed on the border.
Yep.
And, of course, I mean, logistically, what would that look like? Well, in Iraq, you know, it's kind of hard to figure. But it made me think, like, obviously we're not going to do that. Or I should say obviously. It seems incredibly unlikely that we're going to do a boots-on-the-ground invasion of Iran to liberate their people from, you know, the Ayatollah or whatever. But it gave me the idea that, you know, who would at least be the right people to do it would be the other Middle Eastern countries who are threatened by their rockets, their drones, their possible development of a nuclear program, their proxy sponsoring of terror across the region. Like, I mean, what if, you know, Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and I don't know, Jordan, Egypt, you know, other Muslim countries, Pakistan, you know, what if other Muslim countries in the region, and listen, you know, the Iranians are Shiites. Most of your other Muslims in the region are Sunni. You know, I don't mind if you get a Sunni coalition here because at least that would be sort of that region of the world taking care of its own problems. What if they amassed an army? I mean, the UN's not going to do anything because Russia and China carry veto power in the Security Council, right? So that's an out. That's not even – don't even ask the question. It's not going to happen. But, you know, what if the – soften them up phase, which we've been in, and the take out all of their major military infrastructure phase that we've been in was like the part one. And what if the part two or the part three was a coalition of Middle Eastern countries, you know, fighting together to basically invade Iran and liberate the people? I mean, granted, liberate them what? To be more like Saudi Arabia? I don't know that that's a great end game. You know, that's not great. But they're at their weakest place they're ever going to be. You know, Iran and Iraq had their war. I don't think this is going to happen. But, again, just I like to play with an idea and see what the implications are, even if it's not feasible. The Strait of Hormuz opening is of great interest to them. It's financially adverse to them that they cannot sell their oil. At least some of them can't sell their oil. I mean, the Saudis can get their oil out, right? But others are landlocked. It's, I don't know, you know, if they could accomplish that, it's the financial incentive is there for them. You know, it kind of fits within the general Trumpian landscape of regions should solve their own problems, right? It's NATO that should solve the, you know, Russian invasion of Ukraine, not so much the United States, even though we're a NATO member state. I don't know, just, I'm sure there are 1,000 reasons why this is a terrible idea, but at the moment it's new to me and novel ideas carry a little bit of a, hey, let's play that out and see how it goes. But I thought it was an interesting question, so thank you for suggesting it, PJ, indirectly anyway. Mm-hmm. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Thank you, Andrew. No problems or delays to report. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth right now. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or in Carr City. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Oh, where did it go here? There we go.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, have you heard the story or seen the posts about AI companies scanning and destroying millions of real, rare, less popular books and then actually destroying them in the process so that their large language models can learn from the books? Have you heard this story? Well, I went to look it up online because this is what you do. You fact check a thing and you look to see if it might be true, and it turns out it is. Oh, my God, it's actually happening. Even Snopes says, yes, this is a real thing. So here's what's going on. Artificial intelligence companies, particularly Anthropic, the most prominent one, corporate information reveals that it has bought millions of books in bulk with a focus on less common and high-quality books to destructively scan them in. And they're not trying to destroy the books, but in order to scan them in more quickly, you cut the spine and then feed the paper, you know, into a sheet reader or whatever. They're calling it Project Panama. Not the David Lee Roth kind, but, you know. And then, of course, the books have been destroyed in the process. I mean, they're not really destroyed, but what would you do with a book with no binding? You're not going to rebind it. The judge has actually opened these documents to be unsealed in the context of a copyright dispute. And sure enough, they are scanning them in. The project, the documents made public in January of this year, Less common books, destructively scanning. There's other stories as well about some other companies connected to all of this. But part of the reason that they're focusing on better quality books, I guess that means not Harlequin romances or whatever the current companion is to that. But, you know, it's relatively erudite, and which will likely be less lower print runs, you know, more scholarly, is because they're trying to avoid a model collapse where if they learn based on what's on the internet, then they're largely learning on things that have kind of a feedback loop of things that they or other AIs might have participated in the creation of, which, and they're trying to get original information, which I would say is like, oh, you mean talking to real people and going to real sources, like every human should be doing. So, yeah, it's really horrifying to imagine that this is taking place. To me, this is about the most Fahrenheit 451 I've ever actually seen in real life. Because, you know, in Fahrenheit 451, they destroy all the books, so people have to memorize the books. At some point, there just won't be enough books left, and how will we know what's true anymore?
You're listening to